Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Monday, January 8th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Problems in the cabin. Where is Lloyd Austin? Republicans take a stand on the border, and more statues coming down. It's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, an Alaskan Airlines flight on a Boeing 737 MAX was flying when a piece of the fuselage blew off. An entire wall of the plane gone. It's a section where the plane could have had a door, but Alaska opted to have a window put there instead. It's called a door plug. It's the width of an entire seat, and amazingly, no one was sitting in that seat. 7 minutes into the flight, but they were high enough where people needed to use the oxygen masks. And unlike in the movies, you don't get just sucked out of the plane. But one woman did scream, my son, he got his shirt ripped off. Can you imagine how terrifying that would be? It has been revealed that the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, has been hospitalized and never told the White House or Congress. He was hospitalized on January 1st for a minor elective procedure, we're told. But word never made it to the White House until January 4th. We don't know what the procedure was or what the complications were. Senator Roger Wicker from Mississippi, he's the top Republican on the Armed Services Committee, he called it a shocking defiance of the law. He said, what justification did the department have for withholding information from the National Security Council? Lloyd Austin is 70. Kathleen Hicks, his deputy, was not informed in advance that he was having this procedure and was on vacation in Puerto Rico when he was hospitalized. Austin said in a statement that, I could have done a better job ensuring the public was appropriately informed. I commit to doing better. President Biden asking for $14 billion from the House for border security. He said, they ought to give me the money. I need to protect the border. What a joke. The Republicans say no, because this money's not going to be used to stop illegal immigrants from coming in. It's going to be used to process more illegal immigrants coming into the country. The National Park Service has announced that it will remove the statue of William Penn from Welcome Park in Philadelphia. William Penn is in Pennsylvania. Welcome Park will be redesigned with a Native American exhibit. William Penn is being removed because he was a slave owner. In unrelated news, President Biden gave his first campaign speech near Valley Forge on Friday, where George Washington and his men camped for over 6 months in the freezing winter, only to survive and then turn the tide of the Revolutionary War. Here we have Biden evoking George Washington as a paragon of virtue and righteousness, yet it's Biden's base that has been removing statues of George Washington and all of our founders for the last 3 years. I'm Mike Slater, Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Monday, what do Benedict Arnold and former President Donald Trump have in common? Well, according to President Biden, they're both traitors, although he has not weighed in on Mr. Arnold, who sold out his country during the Revolutionary War. No, Joe Biden is concentrating 100% on Donald Trump, the insurrectionist, the man who tried to overthrow the American government. That will be the theme of the Biden campaign this year, because really, if you want to be honest, what else can Joe Biden run on? Food prices are up 20%. More than 10 million illegal aliens are running around a country. There is disorder in American cities, and two wars have broken out overseas. So what's Joel going to run on? He has to demonize Donald Trump, and that is not hard to do. So the election of 2024 comes down to Americans believing that Donald Trump is a traitor or rejecting Joe Biden on the grounds that he is incompetent. Where do you stand? I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Tom Conroy, Washington, New Jersey. We must have a fair election this year. We can't have the same problems we had in the 2020 election. Well, in some places you will. You know, more than 30 states have passed laws to tighten up voting, but about 18 have not. And what do you think is going to happen there? But everybody's focused on it now, Tom. So we're going to cover it very aggressively. Ken Ungaro, Mooresville, North Carolina. I have to respectfully disagree with you on something for once, O'Reilly. The woke equity BS isn't going anywhere because it's fully entrenched in the corporate culture, especially the financial industry. I don't expect it to go anywhere, Ken. You're right. It's going to be around. But the backlash against it? I mean, two words. Bud Light. That's my thing. There's a big backlash against it now. John Korb, Rising Fawn, Georgia. Thank you, Bill, for the Smart Life segment on missingmoney.com. I checked it out and received a $7,000 check from two different companies. Whoa! John, way to go. $7,000. Missingmoney.com. Smart Life tip. I'm glad John got the money. Nancy Halstead, Bowling Green, Virginia. I've been reading Killing Crazy Horse. I have two master's degrees in education, and the intensive work you guys put into these books is notable. I will read many of the Killing books now. Thanks for all the honest work you do. Yeah, Dugard and I, we're honest guys. Everything you read in our books is true. Now, we're writing a book called Confronting the Presidents, Assessing Every President, from George Washington to Joe Biden. Book will be out early September. Time for the run-up to the vote. Okay, next week I'll have the cover for you. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 209 years ago today, a ragtag army of Americans, Indians, pirates repelled a brutal assault by the British Navy. The skirmish foiled King George's plan for an invasion of North America. Here's the story behind the Battle of New Orleans. In December 1814, American and British diplomats met in Europe to reach a truce in the War of 1812. Meanwhile, English forces mobilized for what they hoped would be the campaign's final blow. Following victories against Napoleon in Europe, Great Britain increased its efforts to retake North America. They believed a victory in New Orleans would give the English control of the Mississippi River and the interior of North America. In the king's way was General Andrew Jackson. The commander was previously taken prisoner during the Revolutionary War. Said Old Hickory, quote, "I owe to Britain a debt of vengeance. When our forces meet, I shall pay that debt," unquote. In early 1815, the Royal Navy approached the coast of Louisiana. Jackson immediately declared martial law, ordering every able-bodied man to defend New Orleans. He rallied a rough crew of 8,000 army regulars, frontiersmen, freed slaves, French aristocrats, and Indians. Jackson even accepted the aid of Jean Lafitte, a notorious pirate whose fleet terrorized European sailors in the Gulf of Mexico. On January 8, 1815, the motley crew clashed with 8,000 British soldiers 5 miles south of New Orleans. For the next 10 days, Jackson's poorly equipped army beat back the Brits. Embarrassed by the defeat, the Royal Navy set sail back to Europe. The victory made Old Hickory a national hero. He was elected the nation's 7th president in 1828. Andrew Jackson remains one of the most consequential and controversial figures in American history. Back after this.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.